the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 27, Fearless Faith. The Lord is my revelation light to guide me along the way. He is the source of my salvation to defend me every day. I fear nothing.
I'll never turn back and run, for you, Lord, surround and protect me. My heart will not be afraid, even if an army rises against me. I know that you are there for me, so I will not be shaken.
Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else, of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His presence.
I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. In His shelter, in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me, for He hides me there in His holiness.
He has smuggled me into His secret place where I am kept safe and secure, out of reach from the power of darkness. Triumphant now, I will sing and shout my gratitude to God.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have it to the full? Sounds like a great deal, but one that requires faith and courage. You know, eulogies often begin with, he or she lived a good life. A rich and full life. Again, sounds like a good deal, but how about the days when you would rather an easy life, or one stress-free, or successful, or healthy and carefree, or secure? Okay, enough examples. Let me pose the question again. Do I want life to the full? St. John tells us Jesus, our Good Shepherd, came to lay down his life for the sheep, sent by the Father that we might have life to the full. Maybe then, rich and full life is a life transformed by the cross to find fullness in self-sacrifice and self-transcendence, where a life where selfishness has no place. We are now on our way in Lent with Christ Jesus to Jerusalem, where laying down his life would be asked of him if he would accomplish what the Father sent him to be and to do, saving us, leading us to fullness of life. You know, some of us in the church, priests and religious, are asked to accept celibacy as a self-sacrificial gift that allows us to give fully, and yet, celibacy can shield us some. I, a celibate, am certain that if you want to learn selflessness, laying down your wants and dreams, transcending these to go beyond yourself, if you want that, then join God in bringing new life to this world. And then love that child with all you are. love the one who conceived with you. And when your day is done and you are weary and often worrying, you will surely know, powerfully know, what fullness is, what the power of the cross and laying down your life can do, what salvation is in the growth of goodness in this child and in our world. In our seminary days, we take long hikes to Chicago's forest preserves. We'd play hard together, we'd eat simple, we even sing songs as we trudge back home. And we were schooled to say, we are tired but happy. Yep, just a little more fully alive, knowing that tired and happy can live well together. So today, as we journey to Jerusalem, as we imitate our Good Shepherd, find some ways to grow tired by doing the good. Find happiness where the Shepherd shows us it truly lives. Lay down your life some, so that you may have life and have it to the full.
Gathered as a family of faith, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. God of infinite love, I thank you for this reminder of your love and your call that we be more patient, gentle, and compassionate with our brothers and sisters. Here in the middle of Lent, I turn to you and ask for your help. Soften my heart and help me to let go of judging others, that I might follow you, the true Shepherd. We ask you this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A new week as we walk our road to Calvary together, which means a new night prayer and a new virtue to guide us along the way, as you know. And this week, it's meekness, or gentleness, that is our smooth stone. And friends, just as a heads up, speaking of new, on Wednesday, we have our newest team member joining us in reflection. She lives here in St. Louis, and then later on in the month, Bishop Barron will offer a reflection of his own. God has blessed us, my friends. God is good, that's for sure. And I'm so grateful that all of you have joined us in prayer today. Thank you. And may God's blessing now lead you and hold you in protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the love of God, and we'll see you tomorrow.